The Redeemed Life Radio broadcast is a ministry of Redeemed Church, now meeting at Groove Nation Performing Arts Center, 3000 Columbia House Boulevard in Vancouver, Washington. Come experience Redeemed Church live this Sunday at 10:30.
Give thanks to God, for He is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Those He redeemed from the hand of the foe. Those He has gathered from every land. We testify to the work of His hand.
Hi, I'm Steve Livengood. My wife Shelley and I welcome you to the Redeemed Life Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Redeemed Church in Vancouver, Washington. The purpose of this radio broadcast is to bless you and build you up in your faith in Jesus. Now let's get right into this week's message. You know, tonight at sundown is a significant Jewish holiday called Rosh Hashanah begins. So everybody say Rosh Hashanah. I'll just put H there. I won't try to spell that. Or that also equals what we call the Feast of Trumpets. Everybody say Feast of Trumpets. All right. So let me just give you a little, we talked about this last week. If you missed last week, it's actually posted online. You can hear the message. But this equates to rapture. Somebody say rapture.
Rapture.
Rapture of the church. When the trumpet blows, here's you, right? Here's you. When the trumpet blows, here comes Jesus, right? JC comes in the heavens in the east. When the trumpet blows, this represents everybody who's born again. Somebody say, that's me. And then let's make the folks who are not born again, let's make them the ladies. No, just kidding. Just joking. So those who are born again, when that trumpet sounds, they go up. Everybody say going up. These folks, they're hanging around. They're staying here on the planet. They're going to be like, what? Maybe it was true, some of them will realize, right? Okay, so that's Feast of Trumpets. That starts tonight at sundown, okay? Well, today we're going to talk about the Day of Atonement, which is called Yom Kippur. Kippur. Say Yom Kippur. Which is the Day of Atonement, okay? And this equals this what we call the Second Coming. Somebody say Second Coming. Of Jesus, when the new Advent begins, okay? So here we go. Now on the planet, all of us have been in heaven. Between here, we have a 7-year period, okay? Somebody say 7 years.
7 years.
Now you read the book of Revelation, and this line right here between these events, that's what the book of Revelation is all about. So don't ever tell yourself, I don't understand the book of Revelation. It's full of symbolism and these kind of things. But go in there with the attitude of, this is written for me. I can understand this. I'm reading it, and you'll get pieces of it, and the Holy Ghost will show you. There's great ministries that excel at teaching the end times and that kind of stuff. But these are the basics, okay? Now, here what this represents is, at the end of this 7-year period, there's going to be some very naughty nations that come with guns to try to wipe Israel off the map, okay? That look like a gun? And they're coming to wipe Israel off the map. And all of these people had chosen to follow the Antichrist and all that, taking the mark of the beast and all this. This is not foreign doctrine, okay? And there's still going to be people on this planet, guess what, that get saved when they realize, I missed it. They'll be like, oh no, Grandpa was right. Right? Amen. And so all these folks are going to be hiding for their lives, literally. I mean, you won't be able to buy, you won't be able to sell. You think it's hard now on planet Earth. Oh my. You think it's hard to serve God now, which it isn't really in the USA. We're still blessed, right? But if you think it's hard now, you don't want to be around for this, okay? Because there will be people that are martyred during this time. It's going to be terrible, awful stuff, serious stuff. But on that day, somebody say the day. The day that all of these nations come against Israel, guess who's coming back? JC is coming back with us. Here's us up here in the clouds, right? Does that look like us? But this time we're coming down. Somebody say, coming down to the ground. And he's coming to set up shop, and all these guys are going to be wiped out. Well, that's not really a very good wipeout, but it's bloody. You can see how bloody it is, right? To save Israel. How many know it's not a good idea for nations to mess with Israel to this day? That's why it's important to vote for people who support Israel, not anti-Semitic people that want to give arms to people that want to wipe off Israel off the map, okay? That's just common sense stuff. But anyway, that's what differentiates these two events. That's what shows you, because see, a lot of Christians believe that they're the same event. But in Matthew 24, Jesus goes over it and he talks about two separate events, distinctly separate events. The rapture talks about you and me gone. The second coming talks about eagles gathering to eat the flesh, right? And we're coming back with him, amen? So I just saw that whiteboard and I was like, I gotta do a little demonstration on there. So you can take pictures of, no, just kidding. It probably won't make any sense. But praise God. But today we're going to talk about Happy Day of Atonement, which doesn't happen until October 9th. But I wanted to get a couple messages in and have it out there for us, because it's important that we understand and know these things, right? These are two great reminders. What are they reminding us of? Somebody say, Jesus is coming back. Jesus is coming soon. Amen. This is glorious news. And Miss Dawn actually brought in some apples and honey, because one of the Jewish traditions is that on the Rosh Hashanah, which at sundown that begins, they'll take apples and dip them in honey as a symbol that this is the beginning of a sweet new year. Taste and see that the Lord is good. How many know when we get to heaven, there's going to be a party? A party. Nobody's going to be crying and weeping and moaning and wailing or going to ER. Right? Getting calls from the debtors. No, we're home. Amen? Isn't that glorious? Praise God. Well, Leviticus 23, 26 through 28 says this, and the Lord spoke to Moses saying, also the 10th day of the 7th month shall be the day of atonement. So this is nothing new, okay? It shall be a holy convocation. You shall afflict your souls and offer an offering made by fire to the Lord. You shall do no customary work, no work on that same day, for it is the day of atonement. Somebody say, day of atonement. To make atonement for you before the Lord your God. Now, Jesus finished the work of atonement. Atoning your sins. Atone means to cover. Jesus actually washed away the sin. Amen? So, religion still today, whatever religion it is, folks are trying to earn their own redemption. How many know I couldn't do enough good works to earn heaven? I couldn't do enough good deeds. I couldn't live clean enough to be as clean as God. That's why this whole thing is symbolic, that Jesus came. You know, they would make sacrifices of rams and lambs and all kinds of things. Blood was shed. Did you know Jesus' blood was shed? Somebody say, once and for all. Once and for all. So these holidays remind us that the work is finished. Somebody say finished. Jesus finished the work on your behalf, not just for the Jew, but also for the Gentile, for the world. Amen? So this is good news. If you're born again, this is good news. If you're not born again, it's a wake-up call. And even the church needs a wake-up call now and then. Amen? This is reason for you to share your faith with your friends and family and be praying and interceding for people, because this is real and it could be closer than we know. I remember when I was a kid, it was, you know, the whole Left Behind movie was out and it seemed so sci-fi. How many know nowadays it doesn't take too much thought to know they could put a little microchip under your skin. They do it with pets. They can know where, you know, where your car is at any time. Your phone can tell people. Now, that's not the mark of the beast. We're not freaking people out. But somebody say the technology is there. And it will all be in the name of your safety. All these people have vanished. We need to make sure we know where you are for your safety. Lies. Lies. You do not want to be around for that time. Amen? Praise God. Amen. So what's the significance of this Day of Atonement? Well, it's Jesus. Somebody say it's Jesus. I mean, yesterday I was wrestling with this. Like, Lord, am I seeing this right? Show me again. I don't want to get up there and preach something out of left field. Show me again. And he just came back to, it's Jesus, Steve. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Right? Well, here we go. I visited a website called Torah Tots that I used to go to for children's ministry and get little bits and pieces. So I got some of this from that, obviously from the Word and so forth, and from the Holy Ghost. It's all the Holy Ghost. Amen? But atonement of sins, that's what it's all about. How many know you don't have to do anything to atone for your sins anymore? You come to Jesus and you receive your forgiveness of your sin and you are free. Somebody say, I'm free. Hallelujah. I mean, the world needs to know this. The church needs to know this. You are free from the curse of sin that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Kill. Sin kills. Amen? That's good news. Praise God. It means it's also to the Jew, to the, you know, the tradition and so forth, it is the holiest and most solemn day of the year. Okay? And when this happens, that is going to be a very solemn day for the world. I mean, the day of the Lord. I mean, it's going to be a very serious confrontation. This is why I love Old West movies and, you know, Star Wars. Why? Because it's good versus evil and good prevailing over evil. That's why that's in us to like that. That's not an American thing. That's a Jesus thing. Because good is going to prevail over evil. There is a happy ending for those who love God. There's a happy ending, okay? Right? So it's a solemn day of the year. They talk about afflicting the soul with prayer and fasting. They'll fast. Jews who are practicing Jews will fast for 24 hours. Even the children will fast for 24 hours. But it's all about atoning for your sins. Somebody say, I can't do it. I can't atone for my sins. No matter how many meals I skip, I'm not going to be holy enough. Amen. But the whole thing about afflicting the soul, right? This is going to be a day where evil is afflicted, where affliction itself becomes afflicted, confronted with the ultimate of good. The ultimate of good confronting the ultimate of affliction, the devil, right? Kicking him off the planet, literally, right? Dethroning him. He's already got his notice of eviction. This is where the notice is enforced, right here. And we do it ourselves all the time by binding. And we don't just let the devil come poop in our yard. No. What's God trying to tell me? He's trying to teach me something. The devil's pooping in my... He's trying to teach you to rise up in your faith and take authority over him. And drive him out in the name and by the blood of Jesus, right? Praise God. There's another thing about they wear white, symbolizing purity, that your sins have been made white as snow. Glory to God. Don't you know when you and me come back, it says Jesus with all his glory. It's you. Are coming down, we're going to be in white. We're going to be on white horses. See there, Pastor Steve, it's just the white people that are going. No. But you know, the crazy thing is, there's people that believe that. How stupid. How stupid is that? The devil is darkness, so the devil is black. No. This is stupid. That's dumb. This is God and his family coming back, clothed in white, on white horses, all colors of the rainbow and skin tone. Amen? Coming back to save God's people. coming back. Here we come. I mean, it's over. Israel knows it's over. They're outnumbered. They're outclassed. They're outweaponed. They've fought it off for thousands of years, and now, and here we come. And I mean, it's amazing. Hollywood couldn't write something to show that in its full effect. And probably it would be taken as racist if we did. Amen. What are you doing hating on those people that want to wipe Israel off the map? Well, we're just being biblical. We're not hating the people. They can still be saved. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And then it says, one of the other things about the Day of Atonement is it's your last chance to get right with God. And if you remember last week, one of the things to talk about with Rosh Hashanah was it's about the love and mercy of the Lord. All of this stuff is about the love and mercy and patience and kindness of God. He's not mad at the world. This guy right here, thousands and thousands and thousands of people, they realize after this happened, perhaps there's still a chance. If I just don't take that mark and literally hide and run for my life, and they might have to be martyred, some of them. Somebody say there's still another chance. That's why I chose this picture of the goat. There's a story of the scapegoat in the Bible where the priest will take two goats and pray the sin of the land on one and kill it and release the other one as a symbol of being free. And there's Jesus talks about in the Word that the angels are going to come and separate the sheep from the goats. Amen? These are the goats, right? And these are the sheep. The angels come and they separate the sheep from the saved from the unsaved. Amen? So it's the cool thing about this time right here after the tribulation is people still have one more chance. They still have a chance to get it right, to get saved. The Holy Ghost will still be on the planet. I used to believe the Holy Ghost leaves the planet after the rapture, and I was corrected. Billy Brim corrected me. She's like, no, he's everywhere. He came here once and he's staying. These people are going to need his help. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And so they'll have one more chance to get right. To the Jew, it means, well, we'll fast and pray and this kind of stuff. And I'll have one more chance to fix all of my mistakes from last year. No, that sounds great. But let's be biblical. Amen? Jesus paid the price of our sins once and for all. But this is good news, church. So the day is coming. Somebody say the day is coming. Amen. In Revelation 1:7, and you have your finger in Matthew 24, we're coming to that. It says this, behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him. See? When the rapture happens, people just vanish, man. They're gone. The second coming, everybody sees him coming. Right? Listen to this. Even they who pierced him and all tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. You know what this makes me think of? How many people hate Donald Trump? And they have their reasons. Even Christians, dear God. I mean, the man represents pro-Israel, pro-life, pro-biblical marriage. Good Lord, what do you want in a president? But the world hates him because of his stands of righteousness, because he's wealthy, whatever else they want to say about him, right? Because they hate the church because they signify he's with the church now, and they make stuff up about him. How much more, guys, when Jesus himself shows up? You see, that spirit is still going to be around on the planet, and the world will see him coming. The world, I'm talking about the world now. I'm talking about the goats. I'm not talking about the sheep. I'm talking about the goats who want it their way. They hate God. They hate Israel. They hate righteousness. They hate the church. They'll see Jesus coming and have the gall to try to kill him. I mean, Satan is so stupid. He's so dumb. You know, it began way back when he decided to try to overthrow heaven. What would this place be without me? I'll start my own. And he's been trying to establish that on this planet for millenniums, right? Praise God. So you and me, so the nations, it says right here, are going to mourn when they see him. That differentiates these two events. Amen? Very solemn day, very serious day, serious business. You come against Israel, you're coming against, the Bible says, the apple of God's eye. Wrong move, just ask Hitler. How did that work? For Hitler, right? Yikes. Not well, amen. Matthew 24, as we close this morning, says this in verses 27 through 31. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together. What are they doing? Dining on flesh. Now see, a lot of folks confuse this with the rapture. Well, no. This tells us how fast this battle is going to be. Now, did you see any lightning yesterday? Yeah, and that's what's going to happen this day. Satan is going to lose all power. He's going to be dethroned in his imaginary throne, right? In the as fast as lightning flashes. That's how quick this battle is going to be. And I'm going to be sitting next to John Wayne. When we come back, I'm at least going to be able to see him, right? Let's go, Jesus Riders! Woo! And we'll have a barbecue afterwards. And you know how Jesus likes his beef, don't you? Well done, thou good and faithful servant. You'll get that later. Hallelujah. That's right. Immediately after the tribulation, see, he's talking about after the tribulation, those days the sun will be darkened. See, it's not that the earth is getting warmer. Stuff's happening to the sun, the stars. Amen. Hallelujah. And the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven. The powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. All the tribes of the earth will mourn. No! I want my weed! No! We hate Israel! No! We want our sin! No! Or how could you say it like a goat? No! Oh, we're having a little too much fun with this. Amen? But you know what? I like being on the winning side. Amen? And they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Somebody say, that's us. That's us. We're with him. It's good to be with Jesus now. Don't wait till then. Somebody say, be with him now. Be with him now. And he will send his angels with great sound of trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four corners. And what are they doing? They're gathering together all the sheep, separating them from the goats. Hallelujah. Party over, devil. So in closing, church, as we remember these two great reminders, now you have to go to pastor school for a lot of years to get this. All right? I've got a lot of experience. Don't try this at home. All right? I would advise you to be on the first plane. to be rapture ready. Don't miss the first plane. Tell somebody, don't miss the first plane out of here. You want to be on the first plane out of here. First, somebody say, first plane. I'm on the first. Now, I know that's deep. I know you got to stretch to get that, but... Somebody say, I'm going in the rapture, right? Now, obviously, this plays into when that happens, but you see the signs all, I mean, you're seeing storms and all the strife and discord and hatred and this, all the junk that's happening in the world. These are signs that God says, look up, your redemption draws near. Your plane's coming. Hallelujah. Isn't that glorious? Amen. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Go ahead and stand up on your feet together and just thank Him, thank Him, thank Him for His mercy and love, for His mercy and His love. Glory to God. Just make a commitment to Him, because maybe somebody's listening to this later and they're like, I want to be on that first plane too. I'm going to be a sheep. I'm no longer a goat. I'm a sheep. In Jesus' name. Just say, Father God, I receive Jesus as the atonement for all my sin. I'm born again today. I'm going to heaven. I thank you, Lord, for accepting me into your family. In Jesus' name, I'm saved, I'm saved, I'm saved. And I'm going to live for you forever. In Jesus' name, somebody say amen.
Thank you so much for joining us for the Redeemed Life Radio broadcast. Check us out on the web at redeemed-church.org. You can hear many free full messages there and get info on service time and location. You can also correspond with us by mail at P.O. Box 1248, Washougal, Washington 98671. Until next week, this is Steve Leifengood reminding you to keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.